sentence-level intonation. By now, you've begun to integrate all the critical components of accurate production of American English in the word-level exercises to this point: vowels, consonants, and intonation. Before you practice the consonant sounds in sentences, you need some additional information about intonation patterns in lengthier messages. In sentences, the words carrying the most information receive the most stress. These include longer words and words that are concrete nouns, adjectives, and verbs. The last highly informational word of the sentence typically receives primary stress. The other highly informational words in the sentence receive secondary stress. Words that don't add significant information receive weak stress. Remember that weak stress means that the word must be said quickly, more softly, and with a lower pitch than the rest of the sentence. Certain sounds may even be reduced or omitted. Sentences may be composed of several phrases or thought units. Each of these will have its own pitch contour and primary stress point within the sentence. The same is true when we use an incomplete sentence or phrase to express our thoughts. The next segment of the program outlines some general rules for when to use a rising or a falling inflection pattern in these longer messages. Falling inflection guidelines. In normal conversational speech, statements and questions beginning with a question word, how, what, where, when, why, who, which, will have a falling inflection. The voice starts the sentence with a lower pitch, rises to its highest pitch on a word receiving primary stress, and then falls in pitch at the end of the thought. Instructions. Listen to the following sentences and decide which word the speaker stresses. Repeat each sentence in the pause provided, imitating the falling inflection pattern of the speaker.
He is exercising. She is studying. The thief disappeared. The audience applauded. The board meeting concluded. They objected to it. They will guarantee it. The jury convicted him. Finish it. The reporter interviewed her. The parties came to an understanding. The interviewer examined her application. It's up to the referee. He became an engineer. The project takes time. We follow the stock market. Turn on the air conditioning. Let's install a swimming pool. Checkpoint. Are you remembering to reduce the unimportant words in each sentence? Let's continue. They hired a cleaning woman. Put it in the washing machine. She put up her umbrella. I'll clear up the debris. Blow out the candles. Athletes wear out shoes. You forgot to put the return address on it. We learn many things from it. Send another memo to them. He made a notation by it. The budget contains allowances for them. That knife is worthless.
The next exercise illustrates falling inflection in questions. Listen to each question and repeat it in the pause provided.
What time is it?
What happened to you?
What makes you so sure?
What did you do that for?
What's the name of that new restaurant?
Who answered the door?
Who told you that?
Who starred in that picture?
Who gave us the lowest bid for electrical?
Who is the sharpest candidate?
Which way?
Which street is our exit?
Which house is for sale?
Which camera is the best buy?
Which suit looks more professional?
Which advertising campaign will sway the audience?
Why not?
Why go there?
Why not let me do it?
Why not charge it to the office?
Why did they refuse shipment of the goods?
Why did the jury find the defendant guilty?
How come?
How about Edward?
How long can you hang on?
Rising inflection guidelines. A rising inflection most obviously applies to questions that can be answered with yes or no. The voice must go up significantly on the stressed word in the message. Instructions. The following sentences require a full rising inflection. Listen to each statement and the response. Repeat the response in the pause provided. He wanted to come last week.
He did?
How do you like that car?
Whose? His?
He's the one who has the dog.
Who, him?
I need to use the telephone.
Right now?
I like that one.
What, that?
We'd better leave.
Already?
I didn't get it.
You didn't?
I like that brownie.
Any more?
Instructions. The following sentences illustrate rising inflection in longer questions. Listen to each question and repeat it in the pauses provided. Again, you need to use a full rising inflection. Do you feel like coming?
Is her hair curly?
Was bail granted?
Will you be over tonight?
Did you hit the target?
Are you leaving now?
Is the food pretty good here?
Any other symptoms listed in the patient's chart?
My, are those real flowers?
Have you heard from John?
Linking. In English, syllables forming words and all words in a sentence are run together smoothly without noticeable breaks between the syllables or words, except where a comma or period would normally occur. Several words are run together as though they are one very long word. Instructions. Try to imitate the linking together of the words modeled in the following sentences.
I didn't know when to expect you.
I had to cancel my dentist appointment.
It's not 3 o'clock yet, is it?
We should have stayed until the end.
They didn't realize how serious it was.
This has to be the last speaker.
He's just like one of the family.
You don't need to drive so fast.
Here's another package for you.
Would you like some cheese and crackers? This next portion of the program will help you carry over correct consonant sound production into longer messages. There are sentence practice drills for each consonant. These sentences are heavily loaded with the target consonant to give you maximum practice with the sound. There are separate drills for each consonant in releasing position and in arresting position, so that you can focus on the particular pronunciation characteristics unique to that position. There are production hints throughout this section. Use them to help you judge your repetitions for accuracy.
In addition, use this section of the program to extend your grasp of American English intonation patterns to longer messages. The important words have been set off from the body of each sentence, and they should be stressed. Be sure to indicate the stressed words with your voice. Make them slightly louder, slower, and higher pitched than the rest of the sentence. The unimportant words in the sentence should be said faster as you move to the keywords in the message.
Instructions. Listen to each sentence and repeat it in the pause provided. It is important for you to judge your performance against the model so that you begin to hear incorrectly produced sounds in your own speech. To help train your ear, it may be helpful to mark those words in the script that contain difficult sounds and practice while looking at the page.
Let's begin with the W sound. Production hint. If your teeth touch either the upper or lower lip, an incorrect V-like sound will result. Now repeat each sentence in the pause provided. Here are the sentences for releasing position. We would welcome a midwinter heat wave.
The witness was unwilling to testify without counsel.
The woman was weary after all her housework.
Edward was one of the wealthiest men in the West.
We waited in the hallway for the waltz to begin.